Harford, White, Ramanaskis. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
The Melbourne Storm get things rolling this week. Got a trial match down in Geelong on Friday night at 7:50. And Christian Welch is the stand-in skipper for the Melbourne Storm this week. And it's nice to have him on the program. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. It is great to have you on. We haven't had much NRL in the build-up to the season coming, which is good news for, obviously, the players to get out of pre-season into game mode. But we want to find out more about how the Melbourne Storm are going. Of course, a disappointing performance in the grand final last year. Is it redemption? Is that what we're looking for? Or is that in the past now and we're only moving forward?
Yeah, I guess every pre-season at the Melbourne Storm, it's all about trying to improve and, you know, whether that's some of our 16, 17-year-old guys coming into their system in the first year, or it's Cameron Smith, who's, you know, got the games record for our competition, and he's certainly picked out a few areas he wants to improve. So I guess it's just as a club trying to get better and better than last season. And, you know, it's been a long pre-season. I think it's been about 14 weeks since early November. So I think we're all itching to get out there and play tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night, I think there's seven of the grand final team, the grand final lineup playing in the squad tomorrow. Which seven are they, and who's missing through injury, and who's just being rested? Who are the big names that are being rested?
Well, you know, the older players like Cameron Smith and that, I think the big thing for him is just getting ready for round one. So yeah. I think he's out, and we had a few representatives in the Maori Indigenous All-Star game last weekend.
Oh, yes.
So I don't think many of them are backing up, and a couple of Origin guys are just getting prepared potentially to play next weekend's trial. So, but in saying that, we're missing a few experienced players. We've got a lot of young guys coming through and some really exciting players, you know, with the void left by Billy Slater, et cetera, that there's some really good opportunities for some of these young guys to show their stuff.
Christian, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You've had two, obviously, big personalities leave the club over the past 2 years, Cooper Cronk, obviously, and then Billy Slater. Who are the guys that you feel, obviously one yourself, have stepped up really to take on more responsibility, particularly in the sheds, to bring the boys together?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously our captain, Cameron Smith, is a great leader, and he does 99% of that stuff. And then there's, you know, some senior leaders, Jesse Bromwich, Dale Finucane, you know, Will Chambers and Kenny Bromwich. You know, it's kind of another group underneath him that do a great job in setting the standards, you know, in our locker room and for the younger players. And, you know, I think we've got a really strong culture to start off with, you know, a great coach and a great, you know, set of standards that our football club, you know, lives by. And I suppose, you know, we have some great players like Cooper and Billy have gone through, but, you know, I like to think that the standards and the culture that we've got at this club, you know, don't run through just specific players, but, you know, it's bigger than that.
So with Billy not there, it's the obvious question is who replaces him, but is there one player that you've got in mind to be the number one, or is it a few are going to get an opportunity through this period?
Yeah, I think that's the exciting thing about tomorrow night and next weekend. I think we've got a couple of guys who can potentially play that fullback in Scott Drinkwater and Jerome Hughes. So, you know, they're both quite accomplished young players. So it's going to be really exciting to see them play their trial games and I suppose see who puts their foot forward best.
And you being captain, I know that the great man's not there at the moment, but how was it that you've got the job to lead them out this weekend?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for me. You know, as I said, there's a lot of more experienced guys out, but, you know, it'd be an exciting moment going out and playing. And, you know, we've taken a large squad and a large young squad, so we're going to keep it quite simple, just focus on effort and discipline, and that's going to be my big priorities that I'm going to be pushing through.
Christian, your chairman came out with some pretty strong words about, obviously, the behaviour of players within the NRL over many years, not just, obviously, the isolated incidents that have been recent. Why do you think Melbourne have been so good at probably avoiding those type of controversies? Is it because you're in Melbourne, you're out of the Sydney bubble a little bit?
Maybe to a little extent, but, you know, I think this club, you know, if you're not a good person, you know, that's the first criteria of being at our club and certainly staying at our club. You know, if you're not a good bloke or and you've got some questionable values, you're not going to generally last too long. And you know, it's a frustrating issue because we've had such a, I suppose, poor off-season with you know, player behaviour. And you know, 99% of the guys in our competition do some really great things for charities and working with communities. And, you know, it's a frustrating as a player to keep seeing these guys put our sport in the headline. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's got commercial implications, you know, with some, you know, revenue coming into the game that might be going to other sports now. And you know, our model is obviously the players get to enjoy that, but also that revenue also pays for, you know, sport and community projects, you know, for young kids, for grassroots. So, you know, it's certainly something that's a bit frustrating.
And just before we let you go, just in terms of, we hear AFL teams in the preseason say, oh, we're going to change the way we play, a new system this year. Does that happen as dramatically in rugby league? Do you change tactics?
I think your fundamentals stay pretty strong, but, you know, our coaches are very thorough in, I suppose, reviewing the year and kind of trying to identify trends and, you know, particularly, you know, other teams that were successful that had came onto the scene a bit and kind of just seeing what they were doing and seeing if we can apply it. So, yeah, I think we've made some small tweaks to last year's kind of strategy, but generally it's, you know, there's the way the Melbourne Storm play and what we value at the club stays pretty consistent.
When it kicks off on Friday night at Geelong, 7:30 kickoff for all the fans to go along and see the Storm with their first trial game to set up hopefully what's going to be a big 2019. We appreciate your time. Christian, go well.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having us.
Good stuff. Christian Welch, the senior skipper this week for the Melbourne Storm.